Shalom, everybody! In Parashas Emor, the Torah says in Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Tesvav that we begin counting Sfiras HaOmer Usfartem Lachem Mimacharas HaShabbos, which literally means that we begin counting the Omer on the day after Shabbos. However, Chazal say in Maseches Menachos, beginning on Daf Samachayim at Aleph, that Mimacharas HaShabbos means on the day after the Yontif of Pesach. In other words, we begin counting the Omer on the day after Pesach, whenever Pesach falls out, whether it's Shabbos or any other day of the week. However, we must ask, if the Torah wanted to say that we begin counting Sfiras HaOmer after Pesach, why did the Torah use the expression Mimacharas HaShabbos? Why didn't the Torah say Mimacharas HaPesach? I asked this question in an FMT last year and shared one beautiful answer, but this question was also asked by Rav David Mashkovitz, who died in 1959. Rav Mashkovitz was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a prolific author. He was a Rav in Romania, a Hasidic Rebbe from the Ruziner Hasidus, and he asked this question in his sefer on the Chumash called Glilei Zahav, and he gives a beautiful answer there in Chelek Beis on our parsha. Says Rav Mashkovitz, Shabbos is Shabbos no matter what we do. Shabbos and the Kedusha of Shabbos comes on the seventh day of every single week throughout the year, no matter what. However, when Beis Din is active and they vet witnesses and they follow various procedures, etc., then they are the ones who determine when Yontif falls out in any given month. In other words, we humans are the ones who determine when Yontif comes. We are the ones who bring the Kedusha of Yontif, so to speak. We don't do that for Shabbos, that's Hashem. But for Yontif, that's us. That comes from us. Hashem set up a system where we are the ones that generate the Kedusha of the day, so to speak. That is true of all the Chagim. However, Rav Mashkovitz says that Pesach, of all the Yamim Tovim, is a bit different. We were taken out of Mitzrayim when we were on the 49th level of Tumah. We didn't deserve to be taken out. We didn't do anything to be taken out. But Hashem took us out anyway. It came completely from Hashem. We had nothing to do with it. Because of that, Rav Mashkovitz says that it would make sense that the Torah would refer to Pesach as Usfartem Lachem Mimacharas HaShabbos. Pesach, or at least the first day of Pesach, is more like Shabbos in that regard. It didn't come from us. It came exclusively from Hashem, as it were, similar to Shabbos. Rav Mashkovitz goes further and says that this idea relates to a powerful machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Amud Beis and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph regarding when the ultimate future Geula will happen. Rabbi Eliezer says, B'nisan Nigalu, B'tishrei asidin ligoyel. B'nei Yisrael were redeemed from Egypt in Nisan. But the ultimate redemption, the future redemption, will take place not in Nisan, but in Tishrei. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yoshua, on the other hand, says, B'nisan nigalu, B'nisan asidin ligoyel. B'nei Yisrael were redeemed from Egypt in Nisan, and the ultimate redemption will take place also in Nisan. And what is that machlokes about? Rabbi Eliezer holds in the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis, that the only way for Bnei Yisrael to be redeemed ultimately is for all of Bnei Yisrael to do tshuva. Without tshuva, Rabbi Eliezer says there will not be an ultimate geula. And that's what he says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah as well. Nisan is when Bnei Yisrael were redeemed from Egypt. They didn't do anything to deserve that redemption. It all came from Hashem. But what's Tishrei about? Tishrei is about Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yemei Tshuva and Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Tishrei is about Bnei Yisrael being judged by their actions. You do tshuva, you're forgiven. And Sukkot too is about living in the wilderness and trusting that Hashem will protect us. We walked through the Yamsuf. We walked through the wilderness. We did it. And Hashem responded, so to speak. That is what Tishrei is about. So of course, Rabbi Eliezer says, B'nisan nigalu, but B'tishrei asidin ligoyel. Yeah, Bnei Yisrael were redeemed from Egypt in Nisan, but the ultimate redemption, the future redemption, will require tshuva, will require our actions, our initiative. That, says Rabbi Eliezer, will take place in Tishrei. Rabbi Yoshua, on the other hand, says, and he holds in the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Zayim and Beis, that even without tshuva, Bnei Yisrael will be redeemed. Hashem will arrange it, that even if Bnei Yisrael do not do tshuva, there will be an ultimate geula. And that is why Rabbi Yeshua holds B'nisan Nigalu and B'nisan Asidin Ligoyel. And that's what we said earlier. Nisan and Pesach are all about Hashem initiating the Kedusha. As we said earlier, Pesach and Nisan come from divine initiative, divine action. And that's what Rabbi Yeshua says will be in the future as well. B'nisan Asidin Ligoyel. Either way, Emir Tzashem, we should be zochet to witness the ultimate geula. B'meheira v'yameinu. Have an amazing day, everyone.